Welcome to Discover, Learn, and Quest. My name's Skylar.
And my name is Kayla, and we're so glad you're here. You know, today this is an opportunity to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to lead us, to teach us, and reveal God's love to us. So before we start our story for today, let's pray. God, thank you for our time together this morning. Holy Spirit, we just invite you to teach us something new about you from your story, that you would be with us here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So today, you'll not only watch part of God's big story, but I'll need your help telling the story. Throughout the story, I'll ask you to help. But when I'm ready to move on, I'll say stop. That means you're going to stop what you're doing and listen. Does that make sense? I feel like they got this.
Yes, they got this.
Okay, if you're ready, let's get started.
Yeah. So God had a plan to bring blessings to the whole world through the family of Abraham. God brought Abraham out of his homeland and made an unbreakable promise. You remember what this promise was called? A covenant, right? And even though Abraham and his wife were pretty old to have children, God made it happen. He made a way and made it possible. Even though other people lived in this new land that they were going to, God promised the land to their future family. And even though all humans are prone to sin and disobey God and walk away from him, the family of Abraham would grow to be a blessing to the whole world.
Right. And that blessing started with Isaac. Isaac was Abraham and Sarah's son, the child that God miraculously gave them. When Isaac grew up, he married a woman named Rebekah.
Isaac and Rebekah had twin sons. So they were Abraham's grandsons, and their names were Esau and Jacob. Okay, it's your turn to help us. Can you make the sound of a crying baby?
That's good.
That was good. Okay, so even before they were born, Esau and Jacob competed against one another. They were born on the same day, but Esau was older. And at this time in history, the firstborn son got the most of the attention as the one who would carry the family name. So Esau, the older son, was a hairy man.
Okay, so Esau must have been really hairy because, did you know this? The name Esau actually means hairy.
Really?
Yeah. And so there's Esau and then the younger twin whose name was Jacob.
Okay. So thanks for pointing that out. Okay. So where are we? Esau grew up to like hunting and being outside.
Okay. Oh, and don't forget to tell him, we have to remember this, that Esau was their dad's favorite. He was Isaac's favorite.
You're right. And even though Esau was Isaac's favorite, Jacob was Rebekah's favorite. Mm. He was a thinker and he liked to stay home. And God told Rebekah that Jacob would receive the blessings of Abraham instead of his older brother Esau.
So this is how that happened. One day, Esau came back from hunting and he was really, really hungry.
All right, guys, it's your turn. Can you guys make like a tummy growling sound for me?
Oh, yeah.
So Esau saw his brother stirring some stew, and the smell made his stomach growl.
Oh, have you ever been that hungry before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what that's like.
So as the firstborn, Esau had the right to a much bigger inheritance, more money, more animals, more everything from his family and then his younger brother, Jacob. But Esau was so hungry that he gave all of that up. He gave up his birthright for a bowl of stew.
He sure did. How weird. And that bowl of stew may be the most expensive meal in history.
Probably.
Later, we found out that Isaac, their father, realized that he was going to die soon.
So while Esau was gone, Jacob's mother, Rebekah, helped Jacob trick his father, Isaac. Isaac, he could barely see any longer. And so Jacob, he actually put on goat skin and Esau's clothes and he brought the meal to Isaac and pretended to be Esau. Isaac felt the hair of that goat skin on his arm and he was tricked. He was fooled. He was like, oh, it must be Esau. So hairy, it feels like Esau. And Isaac put his hand on Jacob's head and he blessed him and said, let God give you all good things. Let everyone serve you. Let your brother bow down to you and may you inherit our family's blessing from God.
Right. So right after Jacob left, Esau came back from his hunt. He brought the meat to his father and Esau was waiting to get blessed. And then Isaac realized that he had been tricked. Esau thought maybe his dad could just maybe do a do-over, but Isaac couldn't take back his words. He did end up blessing him, but he prayed for protection over Esau and serving his younger brother. Esau was very angry. Esau was so angry that Jacob had to run away from him so that he wouldn't be killed.
My goodness. God had chosen this family to restore his relationship with creation, and even this special family showed that they needed God to save them and help them too. God chose to keep his promise to this family, keep the covenant of Abraham, of Isaac, and now Jacob. They were not perfect, but they were chosen by God. And when God makes a promise, he keeps his word. He's always faithful. No matter what, God keeps his promises.
And why do you think the brothers took matters into their own hands to get the family inheritance instead of trusting God? Those are good answers. Sometimes we forget that God knows what's best for us, and we make choices to get what we want instead of trusting God. God's plan to be in a relationship with us is not stopped because we make mistakes. He made a way for us to be in a relationship with him through Jesus. Because of Jesus, we can forgive and trust God for all that we need. What are some steps maybe that you can take to help us trust God instead of doing things your own way?
Spending time with God helps us know who he is. And we can trust him when we feel like we don't get what we deserve or when we're unhappy with the way things are going. He has a perfect plan for each one of us. Let's take some time and tell God a situation where maybe you're facing right now that you need his help.
Our God is great, a big God who created all things and knows all things. He knows exactly how you're feeling and what you need. Let's take some time to hear from God. And even though we may not hear God's voice, we can hear from God as we focus all our attention on him. So maybe you could open your hands and with your palms up. And this is what it looks like when you receive something someone is giving you. Let's open our hands to show God we want to receive his words of wisdom right now.
God knew that his people would sometimes forget his promises and sometimes would mess up. Even though we make mistakes, God never changes and he always keeps his promises.
All right, guys, it's time for the blessing. So if you could hold out your hands like this. May you always remember that God knows you and he knows the desires of your heart. May you trust him in all things. God is faithful and always keeps his promises, no matter what. See you later.